The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Dr. Mary Thaxton to the podcast. She's an OBGYN over at Mernick Laser. Tell me a little bit about what you do over there. What is Mernick Laser?
Mernick Laser is a place that my partner, Dr. Nikhil Gordon, and I have, where we have a CO2 fractional laser that can help with different problems people can have. We have our laser can do skin tightening, so for facial, neck, and chest wrinkles and fine lines and acne scars, those kinds of things, as well as other scars on the body can help with some of the reduce the size and the pigment of some of those scars. And then we also have a gynecologic aspect to our laser. Sometimes when after women have babies, they can have a little trouble with their bladder, like when they cough or laugh or sneeze or a little leaking. And we have a gynecologic laser that can help with that as well.
And that also helps with like vaginal dryness and stuff like that as well, correct?
Correct. Yes, it can. Okay.
So what exactly is a CO2 fractional laser?
A fractional CO2 laser is a laser that emits quick pulses of CO2 just to the superficial layer of whatever layer is being laser, basically. What that does is it creates a little bit of an ablation to where new collagen comes in, there's new blood vessels that form. So the collagen, you know, formation or rejuvenation is what can help with the tightening of the skin for, you know, more of the aesthetic look. And then for the bladder, for the vaginal walls, can help improve collagen blood flow, which helps with moisture and elasticity.
So how long have y'all been doing this?
We have been doing this laser for about 4 years now.
Okay. Yes. How did you get involved with this?
This was something that had come about over the last 5 to 10 years with especially improving some of the issues that women have in women's health. And most of the time we have to use some type of hormone or surgical treatment to do this. This was a new way to help with some of those areas without having to do any of those things. So we felt like it was a good opportunity to give an option for people.
Yeah. And, you know, how long have you been an OB?
I finished residency in 2009. So okay. It's been about 14 years that I've been practicing.
Okay.
Yes, and Dr. Gordon has been practicing for about 19 years.
And, you know, what is it about this laser therapy that made y'all decide to get interested in it? Because, you know, like you said, there are other options. But why choose this?
Chose this one because some people are not a candidate for hormonal treatment, and some are not good candidates for surgical treatment, or they just don't want to go through a surgery and a recovery. So we got into this for that reason, and it just provides one more opportunity for people to seek treatment without having to do any of the other modalities.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what is the number one thing that y'all usually end up seeing among your patients? Is it dealing with the bladder or the vaginal dryness, or is it more of the dermatologic issues?
Yeah, well, for women, we have a mixture of all, just at different points in our lives. And so for the more dermatologic stuff, that can be at any point in our life. But of course, as we age, we all have more relaxation of our skin that sometimes is not a wanted part of aging. As far as, you know, helping women with any bladder issues or vaginal tightening, that is more of a, you know, before menopause issue. We usually see the dryness as more of an after menopause issue. So there's really kind of all aspects and all ages of the reproductive life that the laser can be helpful.
And, you know, when it comes to dealing with this, do you ever have somebody who comes in and are like, I don't know, I heard about this, but I'm really just not sure?
Absolutely. Yeah. And what I tell those people is that, although it sounds a little scary to have a vaginal laser, that kind of thing done, it really is not a painful process to go through. And people do see success. There are some studies that show improvement in the things that we're looking for as far as any bladder issues or in the dryness. There is some data that helps support that this does help in a safe way.
Yeah. So, in general, how long has this laser therapy been going on? Because I remember back in the 80s, you were just starting to see lasers hitting big time.
Right.
But this seems to be something that we've only really heard about in the last 10 to 15 years.
Probably as far as more of the vaginal, this has been more in the last 10 years. Prior to that, of course, lasers are used for all different kinds of reasons, and we use them even operatively in operating rooms for different reasons, and they're used in different fields of medicine, certainly. So as far as the CO2 laser goes, that type of like science has been around for a long time. It's just the way that we are using them has changed.
I know you deal with a lot of different things. Let's start out with the dermatologic treatments. What kinds of things do you treat, and about how long does it take for, you know, treatment? Is it one visit? Is it two or three? And does that kind of depend on what the issue is?
It usually depends on what the issue is, but usually it's one treatment. And so some of the options can be like on what you're trying to treat. If there are fine lines around, you know, your eyes or the mouth or acne scars, maybe that people carry from puberty as they were getting older. Some people will have some fine lines on their neck or their chest that they would like to have tightened up. And so the treatment itself is usually about 45 minutes to an hour long, but it's quite a recovery as far as, you know, you have to be very careful with your skin afterwards. I mean, there's some redness and dryness that will happen initially, and it takes about, you know, 4 to 5 days for some of that redness to improve. And definitely the first 6 months, especially, you have to be very strict about your skincare with sun, you know, avoiding sun damage. So sunscreen is imperative in those reasons to avoid any problems with, like, you know, pigment changing, because you are just bringing on a whole new fresh layer of skin. As far as for the vaginal laser, that treatment depends on what you're trying to treat. But usually that is the treatment itself only takes about 5 minutes to do. It's very quick. And usually we do that monthly, 3 to 4 sessions, just depending on kind of how the patient is doing.
Okay. And, you know, anytime you're dealing with something like dealing with vaginal issues, you have to worry about, you know, taking time off between, you know, having sex or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of time period does that take? I mean, is it you have to wait the 3 or 4 months that you're waiting or between that you're taking the sessions, or is it?
It's usually like 48 to 72 hours.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's very quick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
What kinds of things do, you know, especially the people who are kind of skeptical coming in and they go ahead and go through, what kinds of things do they end up saying afterwards?
Most people, after 3 to 4 weeks after the first treatment, we'll start to see an improvement. So if it's somebody who has like the laughing, coughing, sneezing, leaking from their bladder, they will see a reduction in that happening. And so, and it's a wide variation, you know, just depending on kind of how severe people's issues are. You know, I've had some people after one or two sessions be completely dry. They can do exercise again and they don't have any issues. Some people can go run again and they don't have any issues. Some people, it's just more of a reduction in the amount of accidents that they do have. And so with the dryness, usually 1 to 2 sessions, we'll see people have an improvement in their dryness, and maybe at one point sex was more painful and that is improved. So that's the kinds of things that we're looking for.
You mentioned the bladder issues. You know, I know a lot of times, you know, when a woman is pregnant, she can have a lot of those issues, and it does often carry on beyond that. Mm-hmm. But this isn't something that pregnant women can do, correct?
Correct. Yeah, this would not be something that just has not, there's not enough data to support it. And honestly, there's so much pressure from a baby on the bladder. I don't know that it would be that helpful until there's, you know, that baby is physically out of their body.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, if a woman is still having these issues post-pregnancy, what kind of timeline could she come in and say, you know, look, I'm still having these issues. What can we do?
It could be done as early as 6 weeks postpartum. Yeah. So there's really not a huge timeline, but they'd have to wait for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the only requirement that Dr. Gordon and I have is we like for people to have had an exam with their gynecologist, whether it's us or their own, you know, within the last couple of years to know we've, you know, ruled out any type of gynecologic issues. Also, for people who have prolapse, which is a problem where the bladder is falling or even like the rectum is kind of pooching into the vagina, this is not a fix for those kinds of things. You know, so it's very important to kind of figure out really where the issue is to make sure we're trying to, you know, fix the problem we know we can fix.
Right. Mm-hmm. And with those kinds of issues, you're definitely looking at some kind of surgical.
Typically.
Yeah.
Typically. Or there are physical therapists who can help with disorders of the pelvic floor. And so that's also another avenue for people as well.
And do you often get people who are referred to you by other gynecologists, or is this something that's kind of, you know, people see it online, see it on Facebook, stuff like that?
It tends to be more like word of mouth and through our own advertising. We do get some referrals from urology and gynecology, but it's kind of a mixture of all things. And it can be very area dependent as well, in popularity. Women talk a lot. So, you know, typically if somebody comes and sees us, we've seen that they tell their friends, like, okay, well, you know, I can go and play tennis now and I don't have to worry about this. So
right.
They'll still tell the rest of their group, and that seems to be a good way to bring people to us as well.
Right. You know, we've talked primarily about women. Do you often see men? Because, I mean, men, you know, will deal more with age spots, liver spots, that kind of thing, especially as they get into their post-retirement age, as I
right.
like to call it. Do you see many men?
We have. We've done the facial treatments and some of the scar revisions for men.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you want to bring up that, you know, you think is kind of important about, you know, what y'all do and want people to know about it?
I think one of the most important things that sets us aside from some of the other products and lasers and places to go is, to my knowledge, we're the only gynecologists who are performing these things here in this area. Our laser is one that can be altered as far as the intensity. So some of the lasers that exist on the market, they have one intensity. So it's like the same for everybody. Whereas our laser, we can alter intensity because what you may need for one patient, obviously, you're not going to carry on to everybody. It's not a blanket, you know, treatment. So I think those are important facts for our group.
Yeah. Also, you know, when you talk about laser treatments of any kind, you know, people often tend to think about the hair removal stuff that has gained so much popularity over the last 5 or 10 years. You know, that isn't, y'all don't do anything like that, correct?
Correct. Those are different types of lasers. You know, so there are some lasers that specialize in hair removal. There are some that will specialize like in pigment, like tattoo removals and mm-hmm. those kinds of things. So this is a different type of device for that. We do have a website. We do have a website. It's www.marinicklaser.com. So that's MARINICLASER. And we have our laser at an aesthetic facial clinic called Unique Skin, which is very close to Higdon Ferry in Central. So it's a good central location. There's a phone number on our website. If people have questions, they can email or call, and we can certainly answer to see if it's a right fit for somebody.
Yeah. And on your website, you've got plenty of stories about what y'all do and some testimonials and different things like that as well, I saw.
Correct, yes.
So beyond the website, you know, if somebody wants to reach out and say, hey, look, without having to go to the website, I think this is something I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What's phone number? What's a good email for people to reach out to y'all?
The email is the www.marinicklaser.com, and there should be a link to send us an email from there. And then our phone number is 501-545-0292, and we're happy to chat over the phone or even have people come in and just have a consult to see if it's something that would be right for them.
Yeah, and obviously consults will depend on, you know, what the issue is, but typically, what, 15, 20 minutes for a consult?
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes, yeah. And we typically will do those like either in person or via telephone. That's not something that we charge for, actually. We really just only charge for the procedures that we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, you know, whenever you're dealing with anything medical, insurance is always a question. Is this something that insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, and all
it
cover
is
as well?
Not covered by insurance, okay. Right? This is cash pay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on the podcast today.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thanks.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.